When the actor Chaz Palminteri was a kid, he witnessed a beating that left a man dead in the street. He and the killer exchanged glances, and when the time came to talk with the police, Chaz remained silent, earning the gratitude of the man, a neighborhood mafioso, who became for a time his mentor. Years later, Palminteri wrote a one-man show about his life during those years, which became a film and now a musical, A Bronx Tale, playing on its national tour at the Golden Gate Theater in San Francisco through December 23rd. Set in the early to mid-60s, the sound of the show becomes the sound of the pop songs of the era, some Four Seasons, doo-wop, A Taste of Rock and Roll. Later in the show, we encounter soul music, all by Broadway composer Alan Menken of Little Shop of Horrors and Beauty and the Beast and lyricist Glenn Slater. What sets A Bronx Tale apart is how it both caters to and plays against the gangster stereotype. Sonny, the gangster in question, is an anomaly amid wise guys we've all met before in movies. He doesn't do or say the expected, particularly with young Calogero, Chaz Palminteri's real name, whom he calls C, presenting the enticing side of his life while offering advice, some good and some bad. At the other end, C's father Lorenzo fights against Sonny's influence, and the boy is torn between the honest family man and the gangster with G-notes to spare. This intensifies as C falls in love with a black girl from a nearby neighborhood. Racism is rampant, and an interracial relationship taboo. How C's family, friends, and especially Sonny react takes A Bronx Tale out of some fantasy memory hole and into the reality of the present. The touring company includes members of the Broadway cast, including Joe Barbera as Sonny and Richard A. Blake, Broadway's only Lorenzo. Every cast member nails their part, especially Joey Barrero as C, Frankie Leone as C's younger self, and Brianna Marie Bell as Jane, the girl C falls in love with. The ensemble dancing is particularly thrilling. The show does have flaws. C's potential is always mentioned, but we see no sign of it. And the stereotypes, they're a little too stereotyped. The downside of the neighborhood's patriarchal hierarchy is pretty much ignored, with barely lip service paid to the role of women. This is a man's play, and not always for the better. But in its own context, the show does work very well indeed, and the tuneful score, appealing protagonist, and unexpected turns make A Bronx Tale an engaging night of theater. A Bronx Tale plays at SHN's Golden Gate Theater through December 23rd. For more information, you can go to shnsf.com. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.